Hi. So, anyways, welcome to everybody. And it's wonderful to be here at this time of the Wesak Festival, and which is the second. We have three major festivals. We have Easter, which is Aries. Then we have Taurus, which is Wesak. And next month we'll have Gemini, which is the festival of humanity. So these are the three most powerful full moons of the year. And so we have, as you saw on the notice that I sent out, an artist's impression of the area where Buddha appears in the Himalayas to do this, and the Gobi Desert, to create this beautiful energy. And it is, at this time, of course, it's very important for us because it's one of the highlights of the spiritual year. And, you know, it's building on everything that was planted at in Aries. And then, of course, we have the invocation of the Omega Point, which is taking each of us into our own power. And I'll just recite it for you, just in case you don't know it. Know, universe, that I love you with all the grace and with all the power of the love of the Messiah. Now, of course, the Messiah is yourself. That my awareness is eternally caressing all forms of reality, sharing this bliss in the most beautiful and creative manifestations. Let my heart be possessed by the spirit of truth. Let my existence be dedicated to the enlightenment of all consciousness throughout the universe. Let my enthusiasm be a light of love and truth for all to feel. Oh, let my touch be the highest manifestation for the will divine. Let my every action transform this reality into greater and more loving perfections. Let my body be the most sacred temple of truth. The Omega Point is here. Clarity of vision has been redeemed throughout the universe. And of course, that's telling us that the time is now, and we are moving totally into the fifth dimension. And, you know, at summer solstice this year, we have the fourth doorway, opening of the fourth doorway of the awakened consciousness of the 13 doorways, with the 13th one being at winter solstice 2023-2024, is that final year. And then in 2025, the belief is that the hierarchy, the external hierarchy, will make themselves known, and we will be fully into the Aquarian age. And so, and of course, at this time, the Wesak Festival is about love wisdom. It's about Buddha and his co-creator, the Christ consciousness, coming together to step down the spiritual energy of the masters. And so this is, Buddha is, of course, when he comes out at the exact moment of the full moon, he is dressed in, you know, you've seen the photographs of Jesus and the divine mercy and all the rays of energy flowing out from him. Well, the Lord Buddha appears like that, with all of these energies flowing out from him. And he is englobed in light, which is somewhat at the same time dazzling and yet transparent. And so his eyes are so bright, and his face, and then the colors of the robe stand out. And outside of that comes a ring of glorious ultramarine. Then in succession, glowing golden yellow, a rich crimson, pure silvery white, and magnificent scarlet, all coming out in different spheres. And then there are flashes of green and violet. And so all of these are observed as Buddha gives his blessing. And he is representing the wisdom, just as the Christ represents the love. And the two major wayshores have served the East and the West, bringing the ideas of enlightenment and Christ consciousness to humanity. So Buddha brings out the energy, passes it to Jesus, who then in turn blesses humanity. But it is just an amazing experience. I was taken there one time in an out-of-body experience, and it is really an amazing experience. And you feel that you're there. You feel you're drunk, actually. You know, the energy is so extremely powerful. And so it is a beautiful experience for each of us, and especially at this time of awakened consciousness, as we are awakening to our own divinity, which is about this year, which is what we're doing. The energy of this year is awakening us to our own divinity, and meditating at special festivals like this enhance your energy. And you know, this is a 5-day energy for 2 days building up to it. Then at 3:42 last night was the exact time of it, or 3:42 this morning, I should say, was the exact time of the blessing. And then for the next 2 days, we'll be feeling the energy as it tapers off. So it's a very special time in our lives, and it's bringing true for us lots of new energy, lots of awakening and enlightenment. And this happens within ourselves. And so with all that beauty happening within us, we find ourselves being taken to unmystical experiences, on different beautiful inner experiences as we meditate. This morning was very, very powerful in meditation. And so now we're going to move along and go to another meditation, and we'll see what the energies come through and bless each of us and bless the planet. So as we each take some deep breaths to bring ourselves to that place of peace and realization of our own divinity, allowing the energies of the blessing of the Buddha and the Christ, the love wisdom, to flow within our lives. So let's take a few deep breaths and allow this energy to flow freely in our lives and in each and every cell in our body, knowing that we are the Messiah, we are the expected one. And so we see before us in our heart a beautiful pink lotus. And this lotus, there is so much love flowing from this lotus out into the world. And it's in our heart. It's in every cell and essence of our body. And out of this lotus comes a beautiful golden flame. And our heart is alight. Our heart is alight with light and love. And this golden energy that is flowing through us. And we feel this love as it awakens us to our true beauty. And now out in front of you, you see a beautiful blue crystal. And from this blue crystal comes a beam of light, a laser of light, and it connects with the golden flame. It enhances the golden flame. It awakens it. It commingles with it. And as it commingles, we are awakened to the beauty of who we are, to how we communicate with spirit, to to how we receive messages and how we allow the energies that flow through us emanate out into the world to bring healing, light, love, peace, and forgiveness to the world just by our very presence. And now before us again, we see a beautiful emerald green crystal. And from this emerald green crystal comes a beautiful ray of light, a beam of light.
Hi there, this is Irene.
A laser
from
of light.
Hello.
And it flows right in to the golden flame. And as it connects with the golden flame, it awakens us to the pathway of the heart, a pathway of love. It opens up the brain and the heart. It allows us to start thinking with the heart. It allows us to feel the beauty of who we are. It allows and awakens us to universal consciousness, to the oneness. And now we have the three energies coming together of the golden flame, the blue, and the emerald green. And now before us again, we have a beautiful violet crystal. And from this violet crystal comes a beautiful beam of light, a laser of light, and it connects with the golden flame, enhancing, awakening the golden flame to a new dimension, a new understanding. Bringing with it a new energy. Awakening us to the fact that we are spiritual beings. And as we awaken to this beauty, we find we are thinking with the heart. We are having a spiritual experience here on this planet at this time. We are part of the Wayshores, allowing this energy to flow freely out into the world. We are the church without walls, the energy that flows. And we emanate this energy out into the world with each and every breath. And now before us, again, we see a beautiful indigo crystal. And from this indigo crystal comes a beam of light, a laser of light that connects up with the golden flame, awakening it to our own divinity, awakening each of us as all of these connect within our heart. We feel each and every cell being transformed as these energies commingle and create a special energy that flows through each and every cell in our body. And as these five flames come together, awakening us to the freedom to the beauty of spirit, of who we are. It starts to grow. And now it moves up. It grows and moves up to the high heart. They're releasing anything we no longer need. Enhancing the brain of the heart, which is held in the high heart. Awakening us to using that brain to allow the spirit to flow freely through us. And now the flame continues on up to the throat chakra. And we feel our throat being opened and cleared. We feel we can speak our truth. As our voice is transformed, as we speak from the heart, as we speak in love wisdom, as we allow the love wisdom to flow through our voice, as we breathe it out, as we attach it to each and every word that we speak, we feel the beauty and power of who we are. We feel the essence of the Buddha, the Christ, the Divine Mother, of all our guides and counselors, the masters, everybody who directs us and helps us each and every day. They are with us at this moment, giving us voice to speak our truth. And now the flame moves on up to our third eye, cleansing and purifying as it goes, allowing us to release all that no longer serves us, allowing us to heal, forgive ourselves, forgive others, and in so doing, we increase our vibration. We feel the light flowing through each and every cell of our body as the flame continues on up to the third eye. They're awakening us to the beauty of the gifts of spirit, allowing the gifts of spirit to flow through us freely, awakening us to our individual gifts, as we embrace each of the gifts of the Spirit, whether it be clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, psychic abilities, all of these beautiful gifts of the Spirit, we open the doorway and embrace them. And we allow these gifts to flow freely through us. We use these gifts in a positive way to help humanity. Just by our being and by answering questions when asked. We feel this energy. We feel ourselves expanding. We feel that we can see into the future as we embrace the present. We know that we are divine beings, and we are awakening ourselves to these special gifts of the Mother. And now the energy continues on up the flame, up to our crown chakra, opening us up to the cosmos, with each of us feeling that we are wearing a golden crown. And the energy flows out through this crown in all directions. And through this energy, we awaken the world. We send it out into the world with love, out into the flame of the golden age, the golden flame. We feel ourselves connected to the cosmos. We feel the beauty. We are aware of who we are. And we embrace this gift. And we feel this gift of spirit flow through each and every cell in our body. As the flame continues on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above the crown chakra. And here again, we amplify our connection to the cosmos, to the universal consciousness, to infinite spirit, to the sun behind the sun. As a golden cord shoots from our soul star and connects us up to the sun behind the sun. And we continue climbing and allowing this flame and this energy to follow the golden string. And it takes us right up to the sun behind the sun. We connect with infinite spirit. And we allow these energies to connect us, to awaken us to the beauty of who we are. And as we connect with the golden cord, an infinite spirit at the sun behind the sun, we are a vortex, sending energy out into the world, taking ourselves to another vibration, another level. And as we feel the cells in our body change, we welcome the gifts of spirit. The gifts of unity, of oneness. We feel this energy flow through each of us in oneness. And so now it is for each of us to stay connected and see what it is, what messages this energy bring us. And so we will go into silence. And whenever you are done, you bring yourself back into the room. And we bless each and every one of you.